Back live at SEC Media Day, Sports Call on Tiger 95.9 FM in the Auburn area. J.J. Jackson and Trevon Reed, and joined by the former Auburn football head coach Gene Chizik. And, Coach, we had a surprise for you as a former player was looking at you when you showed up on set today.
That surprise made my day.
My God.
Trevon, I'm getting ready to go on TV here for about 3 or 4 hours, and I'm excited about SEC Media Day. But you've trumped it all.
You just made
my whole day.
That's why you're my guy. That's why you're my guy.
We're so excited to be here. Obviously, didn't get to do this in 2020, and back here on Radio Row in 2021. You feel like football season's right around the corner? Are you starting to sense that it's almost time?
Yeah, for the first time, because you got to remember, at this time last year, we were trying to figure out play, not play, where are we at, what's going on, and man, nothing beats this feeling, right? You know
right.
what I mean? Trevon, as a player or a coach, I mean, this is what it's all about. So, yes, it's great that we're at this point. I think the whole country needs this. And everybody's just – and look, this SEC Media Day kicks everything off,
yeah.
right?
Yes,
this
sir.
Is the, quote-unquote, official but unofficial launch of the season. So I'm fired up about it.
I agree. I mean, as a player watching this, you know, like, okay, it's game time.
Yeah.
Camp. 2 weeks away. Get your body right. Get your mind right.
Get your mind right, right, Trevon?
It's about to go down. And, man, it's nice seeing you, Coach. I always tell these guys a lot of stories. Hey, man, it's a blessing, man.
Yeah.
It's a blessing, Coach.
I'm going to tell you something. You know, out of the hundreds, probably thousands of guys that I've been involved in recruiting, 30-something years, this guy right here was one of my favorite. Now, let me tell you this. Full disclosure, recruiting isn't always fun.
Right.
And recruiting certain dudes, Trevon, is not always fun. But him and his family and where he was in his life at that point in time and just being able to, you know, be around Trevon and get to know, you know, all of your family. And you, Trevon had gone through some tough times before he came to Auburn.
Yes, sir.
And I was very sensitive to that. And I just love seeing him grown up and had a great career both in college and – you know, had your run in the NFL and,
yes,
and was able to do that. That, and now I see you doing stuff like this. That, to me, for me personally, you know, it's not about – I got a lot of rings and watches at home over the years, just a lot of that. And that doesn't mean anything to me. But when I see guys like this do this and succeed and come out on the other side, man, it's that's what I love.
And from my perspective, it's cool to see this kind of reuniting here of a coach and a player and,
as a connection,
you know, 10 years ago, 11 years, is that crazy for you to sit here
yeah.
and think about 11 years ago was recruiting him and obviously that national championship?
Yeah, it is. And time flies. And it seems in some senses like it was just yesterday. but, you know, Trevon was just a huge part of everything we did. He was a huge part of building the program. And even when I got let go in 2012, I felt like we had a ton of great players on that roster. I felt like we recruited the right dudes, and we had a lot of talent in that cupboard. I feel like when I left Auburn, I left it better than when I came there. And Trevon is a great example and one of the reasons why. So that's why I'm so appreciative of what Trevon and all those guys that you were with did.
Yes, sir.
It was pretty remarkable.
Appreciate it. I'm actually heading down this weekend. Ryan Smith wedding.
I know. I wanted to go, and we're going to be out of the country. So I told Ryan I wanted to go. He sent me the deal. I sent him a text back. I said, that's the nicest-looking invitation I've ever seen in my life. It was gold-plated. It was a gold-plated wedding invitation.
He did it. He did his thing.
And I said, holy cow, dude. I've never seen it. Anyway, I love him. I love his story. And so give him a hug for me, man.
Yes, sir. We all stick together, man. I tell these guys all the time. When I was coming out, being the number one guy in Louisiana and all the things in that nature, teams was throwing whatever, you know, and the one thing that stood out to me, you told me we was going to be family. And that's when the family thing had just kicked off. And at the time, I ain't have my mom, no dad. I'm
right.
Like, I need family. I don't care about all this other stuff, cars, whatever. Whatever was offered. But they offer family, and that's what they stood on to this day.
Yeah. Yeah,
these guys are still family. I still respect you as the same day you came to Thibodeau.
Absolutely,
and
man.
It won't never change. The brotherhood you helped me build with my brothers.
Right.
That won't never change. We still together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's gonna
continue
to be that way.
I love it. And they are family.
Yeah, no doubt.
For real. That's not just a cliche.
I can see this
that's
here.
Legit.
I mean, and just seeing all your players now 10 years later out of the career
right.
doing a little broadcasting. coaching still possibly a goal for Trevon one day, a father,
right,
and just so many different life things that you get to be a part of after from an 18-year-old to, you know, for life, pretty much. Yeah. Before we let you go, Coach, give us some words on Auburn football getting ready for 2021 with the new head coach.
It's exciting times, and I think there's a lot of question marks, obviously, that, you know, we don't have answers to. I really like Brian Harsin. You know, look, the guy has had double-digit win. I think he's played five out of the last seven times in their conference championship, and that's what you can ask for, right? You got to succeed where you're at, and it doesn't matter. People can make the argument that it's group of five and all that stuff. The man's won. He knows how to build a program, and he knows how to sustain it. And there'll be a period of time where there's, you know, some growth that needs to be done, learning the league, learning how to recruit in the league, and things of that nature. But it's going to be interesting. He starts with at least a quarterback and one of the best tailbacks, if not the best tailback in the country. That's a good place to start.
Yes, sir.
The offensive line's got to come around, and the defense is going to have to hold point till the offense can get going. So I think for the Auburn people, it's going to be an interesting season for sure.
Coach Chizik, you're too kind with your time. This is Gene Chizik, the former Auburn football coach, joining us here on Sports Call.
Hey, guys, great to be here. Trevon, love you, man.
Love you too, Coach.
Appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely.